Namaste. How precious it is to be with you and to be breathing with the world consciously. And so we smile with that. Just be with that idea for a moment. Whoever just sent that heart, that was precious. Just be with that breathing, the whole world, the whole universe, this very moment. And then we feel our breath, it's coming and going. It comes, it goes. It comes, it goes. Really stay present to that, to the breath, to its coming and its going. Now take a long, slow, deep breath and om once. I can't put on the video because I'm sitting in the dark. But what we want to do now is reflect for a moment on that last minute or so. Reflect on the changeability of your awareness, your attention, vis-a-vis the coming and going of breath. Just reflect on it for a moment. How many variations on the theme of attention were there? Not by number, but did you reflecting on it, even if and you might have noticed it in the moment? That attention had slightly shifted. Maybe the sound of the heater was more forefront and the breath was kind of not really in our attention. Maybe the sound of the refrigerator. Maybe the dog's scratching was forefront. And even if only for a split second, the idea and intention of breath, it's coming and going, is not forefront. Maybe we had an itch, maybe a sneeze, maybe a piece of hair just itched our ear a little. So the point is not at all about distraction. Actually, that's not the point. Let's be very clear. There's no judgment going on here. There's no we should have or anything like that. Nothing like that. So everyone can relax and smile. The point is coming and going. Ceaselessly, and that's a literal. Ceaselessly, phenomena arise, they come. It could be a sensation. It could be that the sound of the heater, for example, or of a bird flying by the window, and our eyes are open, that momentarily, instantaneously, our attention shifts. It goes to an arising, but the arising almost just as quickly changes. It dissipates. It's gone for whatever reason. So, over the next few minutes, we'll just do it for a few minutes. Everybody, relax, relax. All of a sudden, that performance anxiety, that sense of self, just immediately, we got to do this right. Just relax. We're just going to pay attention to our breath. The sensations of it, we've done it 100 times or more. Hundreds. We're going to do something quite familiar. And just breathe, tip of the nose, feel it. Feel the sensations. And notice that the sensation itself comes and goes. And we might think that we're having really, really attentive moment on the velocity or the velvet of it, etc. And then actually a sound is what's forefront. And that feeling of velvet momentarily was gone because the sound was forefront. Again, the heater, the refrigerator, a dog barking somewhere in the neighborhood, an itch, a sneeze, coming and going ceaselessly. Coming and going. Things arise. Things dissipate. Our attention arises, is focused, and it dissipates, or it floats, or it comes back. Coming and going. So we begin with the breath. And we're just Yes, we're noticing the usually not noticed. Yes. Probably quite freshly. Right? It's from us. Sit back right now in your chair, literally, in your seat or whatever you're sitting on. Literally, push back. Sit back. We want a looseness, a width, like a big view here. We're not looking for specificity. We just want the whole experience as we are experiencing it. And maybe, just maybe, with a little freshness coming and going, because the freshness will do that too. Okay. We take a long, slow, deep breath. We begin with the familiar. Feel your butt. Be present. Feel your back against whatever it is. That sensation is full front, and then it's going to very quickly fade. And something else will be full front. And that's how it is. We are breathing. Now we feel our breath. We feel our chest and our nose and the velocity of the breath. Its smoothness. And just be with that. And everything else that will occur as we breathe in and we breathe out. Soft, my friends, soft. Be soft. Nothing is contrived here. Everything that was, that you would experience anyways. There's nothing to try. We're not fabricating anything. We're not really looking per se. Like, we're not ferreting about, we're not itemizing, we're not counting. When was I present? When was I not? No, none of that. None of that. Let it all go. Let it all go. The fact is that the heat is going to make a noise. That the dog is going to scratch, that we are going to have an itch. The fact is that we are breathing, and all the while, everything else is happening too. That's a fact. Nothing fabricated. That's what's going to happen. If we, by the blessing of group field or whatever, if we actually come into a new view on that, because, oh yeah, I did just notice that when the heater was on, I didn't hear the dog scratching. Not because the heater noise was that loud, but because that's where my attention went. Oh, yeah. When the bird outside, its faint sound because the windows and doors are closed, but there was a faint sound. Oh, yeah. It's true. I didn't notice breathing anymore. The sound of the bird, it was full front. That's the simplicity of it. The coming and the going. A phenomena arising inside us. The coming and the going of our attention. It arises. It dissipates. The coming and going of peace and the dissipation of peace. The coming of ego, performance, count, pay attention, and the dissipation of all of that, too. And the breath is the best illuminator of this that we could ever have because it comes and goes. Comes and goes. So we smile. We feel our thought. Feel ourselves present. At least we thought we were present, right? Feel ourselves present. There it is. And we are breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. We smile and take a long, so deep breath together. And breathe with all beings. And breathe with our Mother Earth. Lots to notice, isn't there? The key, there's two keys, two takeaways. A, probably notice that the loudest thing in the room quite often is your thoughts. When your thoughts are there, heretofore called a distraction. We're not calling it that at all. We want to come into a different relationship with phenomena. But here, you know, we would have thought the heater was louder than our thoughts. But no, that's not actually our experience. Our thoughts are there and present. And they come, they arise. And for their moment, they're louder than anything else in the room. Because we don't hear the heater when we have that, when that thought arises. We don't hear the whatever it might be. Okay, so that's A. Our thoughts are probably the loudest things in the room. B, there's a lot going on, isn't there? And it all comes and goes. Did you have any experience other than that? That whatever arose, whatever came into the foreground, it didn't stay. And maybe because there's a variety of people here, variety of lengths of lifetimes they've been meditating, if anything stayed, it was your awareness in its seat. It was. And you had seconds or maybe even a minute or so of actual meditation, of samadhi. We don't need to say, oh, I should have, or oh, I didn't. No, that's not the point. That was not the point at all. The point was about coming and going. So if that occurred for anyone, that their presence, attention, awareness was stayed, it stayed a little bit longer than a second or a millisecond, that's what's called samadhi. Again, we don't need to cling to it. We don't need to, you know, say, oh, I should have. No, that's not the point. So coming and going, just watch it through the day. Start to notice it. Start to notice that. Ceaseless, ceaseless, ceaseless. If you find any, that there is not this ceaselessness, please email me, because you would be the first human being on the planet to discover that. And that's, we should put that out to the Nobel Peace Prize people. Seriously, seriously. If you discover that, that would be a heck of a discovery. I love you all. Create your day.